from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer.
That guy must really know what he's doing.
Director of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. Your guide through the waiver wire.
Hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Charge. With Charge. Bernstein and Charge. Holmes on 670 The Score.
It is that time, and it's real. Now, it is real. So this is a countdown time. And we hear this is most seasons. Our friend Paul Charchian reminds us that this is a countdown of sorts. Charge joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. So the countdown is for how long we have to think that any fantasy team one has is good. Optimism has hours to live.
That's exactly right. We got like another 10 hours before dread starts setting in. And right now, everybody loves their team. Even though you're not able to draft like everybody you wanted, you've got enough good guys, and we're all optimistic and everything. I'm in a dozen leagues. I think they're all good. But the reality is, half of us are going to take an L in week one, and we're going to sour on our teams and ourselves. And everybody's advice is always, well, don't panic. It's just 1 week. It's a small sample size. Don't draw too many conclusions. I say, panic. If some of your core assumptions are resoundingly wrong in week one, they're probably going to stay wrong. It's not like coaches have the luxury of playing coy with their best weapons. They're like, oh, we're going to unfurl this great thing downstream later in October, November. We got to win now. Every game counts in the NFL. We only get 17 wins, 17 chances for wins. Everybody's playing to win. I say, react to what you see in week one. We're going to learn so much. And if some of your core assumptions are bad, let's move on those.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone be like, you know what you should do? Panic. But that's charge for you. When it comes to the rookie wide receivers, and specifically the wide receiver here in town, in Rome Odunze, what's your advice on that?
I'm starting him this week. I've got a starting grade on him as a flex wide receiver. So, you know, in fantasy, we've got like your starters and then your wide receivers you have to start. We got a flex level guy. Here's why. Titans secondary was garbage last year. They ranked 27th by Pro Football Focus. Now, they made one key acquisition to their secondary, L'Jarius Sneed. But L'Jarius Sneed's got bigger fish to fry than Rome Odunze. He's got to go get DJ Moore. He's got to maybe cover Keenan Allen a little bit if Keenan Allen's not in the slot where we'll typically find him. Rome Odunze is going to have far inferior coverage, and I like his opportunity against a legitimately bad secondary. Titans pass rush is also not great. So, yeah, I've got him in a couple leagues, and I'm starting him this week.
What about the other rookies?
Neighbors I like a lot, even more than Odunze. He gets a Minnesota secondary that gave up the sixth most fantasy points last year. And the Vikings had to rebuild the cornerback position virtually from scratch. And all they got were a bunch of veterans nobody else wanted, like Shaq Griffin and Stephon Gilmore, who only signed like 2.5 weeks ago. So, yeah, I think Neighbors, as the focal point of the whole passing offense potentially for the Giants, is in a really nice spot to succeed.
Let's look at tonight's game. It's going to be heard right here on Sports Radio 670. The Score, we don't know what Derrick Henry has left at this point. We know he's in an offense that should be able to exploit whatever is left in the tank. And now here's Mahomes, maybe with actual receivers for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And one of them is a rookie. So,
yeah, one is. Let's start with Derrick Henry. Now, you guys will remember, Dan Lawrence, that I have shoveled dirt on the career of Derrick Henry a couple of times over the past years. When he's gone through stretches where he doesn't look like himself, the old dominating back, and, you know, he's clearly at the very end of his meaningful career, I believe. But, man, what a great position he finds himself in Baltimore. Way, way better offensive line. You have a much more balanced offense with the running stylings that you get, the rushing and passing stylings that you get from Lamar Jackson. Interestingly, these teams met 2 games ago, AFC Championship game, and it was a low-scoring game. It was 17-10. The defensive rosters for these teams are almost exactly the same. So that part's almost unchanged. The Ravens only ran the ball 6 times in the AFC Championship game against Kansas City. They did not bring Derrick Henry in to run him 6 times in a game. They are going to give him plenty of volume here. Kansas City's run defense was good, not great. You have to start Derrick Henry, but I don't see a gigantic game coming here because Kansas City's run defense only gave up 6 running back touchdowns last year. So, you know, good game coming probably and a lot more running than we saw in the AFC Championship game.
If I can go back to panic for a second.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that there's 2 games before the Sunday slate? If you're a fantasy player, you could theoretically be done or be living high. By Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you might, if you're already, and you can use that information to your advantage. If you're down heading into Sunday because of the Thursday and Friday game, well, then you can throw in more high-risk players, high-risk, high-reward players. And if you've got a lead, a sizable lead, you can go conservative and you can take the risk out of your lineup. So from that standpoint, I like it, but here's what I don't like. Friday nights is high school football, and high school football matters. I don't like the NFL just playing roughshod with its feeder system on high school players. You know, there's already enough disincentive to have kids participate in high school football because of the injuries and the concussions and other things. Man, can't we just have Friday nights be about high school football?
No.
No. The answer to that is no.
And the answer is no.
You cannot.
There's a lot of money out there, Charge. And Roger Goodell's trying to get it. He made a good point with McAfee where he's like, look, most of our games are on free television. We out here trying to make money, though. So I get it. I get it.
Oh, cry me a river. Oh,
they're so poor.
Our TV, where it's free television. Their broadcast deal is billions of dollars. Come on, that's absurd. I don't like it. And I especially don't want to see Saturday football either. We got college football then.
I know. What I want to get back to panic for a second here. So from what you can tell, disparities between your rankings and roster percentages at this point, when you start looking at those deltas, who do you think, what names are most likely to cause panic, either they by the way that they have been drastically overdrafted or potentially not drafted?
All right, let's talk about the guy that I think is the most intriguing fantasy player for this Sunday's games, this whole week one, the one player. And it's Bijan Robinson.
Why?
You know, last year, he was a bitter disappointment because he was a super talented rookie. We're all excited to see him. And then Arthur Smith just didn't use him very much. And the presumption is, because he was drafted in the middle of the first round, like pick 6 overall, that Bijan Robinson is now going to get a ton of the work and potentially be a workhorse, which he has to be. Last year, he finished as the 12th highest scoring running back. To be taken in the middle of the first round, we now need him to touch the ball like 18, 20 times a game through the air or on the ground. But new offensive coordinator Zach Robinson is saying specifically and repeatedly that Tyler Allgeier is going to be heavily involved in this offense, which is what we got last year. And sure, objectively, Bijan Robinson's way better than Tyler Allgeier, but sometimes that doesn't matter. Look, objectively, Aaron Jones was a billion times better than A.J. Dillon, but that didn't stop Green Bay from running a committee for years. And we know almost nothing about Zach Robinson because he came from the Sean McVay coaching tree, which cycles out anybody within within any distance of Sean McVay. In one season, you're gone, right? So we don't really have a lot to go on with Zach Robinson. We don't know, is this Tyler Allgeier talk just talk? How will it end up working out? This is the guy that has, I think, just the ability to completely flip Bijan Robinson your entire season, whether or not you got it right when you drafted him in the first round. That was a long answer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is there anything interesting about your Vikings from a fantasy standpoint?
Yeah, I think so. They're going to be losing in a lot of games. They're going to pass a lot. The Sam Darnold storyline could end up turning fascinating if Kevin O'Connell can turn around his career. It'll be one of, you know, and just make him like a functional mid-level NFL quarterback. That'd be a huge success. And remember, Kevin O'Connell, former quarterback himself, former quarterback coach, the past 2 years, he is ranked third and third in passing play percentage. I mean, this is just what he does is throw the ball. He got semi-competent starts out of guys like Nick Mullins last year. And they've got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison's really good. So, you know, I think there's a little reason for optimism that things aren't going to be quite as bad, at least from a fantasy perspective for the Vikings offense. But I still think they run distance fourth here in the division.
So we know in the Stephen King book, Misery,
yeah,
that the author, the Stephen King stand-in, played by James Caan in the movie, when he is done with a manuscript, he and his number one fan, of course, knows to bring him one cigarette and a bottle of what she calls Dom Perignon, and that is his ceremony. So when you're off season, when your work of putting all this together, and when the season finally begins, I know your work isn't done, but do you have a traditional ceremony? Is there a specific bourbon that you may pour? Is there a way that you mark the first kickoff?
Well, I'm glad that you recall that I am a bourbon aficionado. Tonight, I will be hoisting a glass of probably my favorite, just what they call dailies, you know, the one that you just, you know, you can afford to buy. It's not $200 a bottle. You can sip on it whenever you want, any evening you'd like. Old Forester 1920 is a great everyday $50 bottle that don't drink every day, but you know what I mean. And that'll probably be a little that I do one cube, just one cube. That's it. I don't want it to get watery, but I want to just get in, want to cool it a little bit. Release a little of the flavor. Yeah, that's going to be me tonight at, what are we, 7:30 kickoff? I think 7:30. That'll be the tradition.
7:20. So I don't want you to be late to your Old Forester 1920. So
no, absolutely.
That sounds delightful, Charge.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's not bad. Are you guys bourbon fans?
Yes.
Dave Wannstedt has turned me into a bourbon fan. Because that's his drink of choice.
You know, I developed a taste for it out of nowhere. I don't know what. I never really drank brown liquor, and I never reacted well. Something about my old age where I just, my palate changed and I've really learned to enjoy bourbons. I'm not spending a ton of money. You know, I can go have an Evan Williams with a couple ice cubes in it and be perfectly happy. But yeah, I do like it.
It's an adult drink, isn't it? I mean, I think a lot of young legal drinkers end up having bad whiskey or bad bourbon because that's what they can afford. And then they get turned off for it for like 20 years. And then, you know, later in life, you come back and you go, you know what? If I get some reasonably good stuff, I sip it. We're not chugging. We're just sipping. It's a very enjoyable drink. I love bourbon that way. And Lawrence, I want to know, you all just like getting hammered with Dave Wanstead? That's what I want to know. What I've learned through this.
No, I mean, well, when he would do the afternoon show here, they would drink. Like during the segment.
During the segment.
But you know, Dave and I would do TV together. So you're not doing a lot of drinking, but he's turned me on to bourbon where he's like, you know, it's a good drink. I think you'll enjoy it. So you know, if you ever run into Dave Wanstead, offer to buy him a bourbon and he will sit down.
He will sit. That's all it takes. He's a cheap conversation. I see him at the airport. I can flag him down and go Buffalo Trace right now over here. Let's go.
Exactly.
Oh, sure. Oh, come on. You're charged, right?
Then you guys can compare some notes. Yep. Charge, have a wonderful beginning to your football season tonight. Cheers to you, Mr. Charchian.
Thank you, my friends. And panic time on Sunday. We'll talk again on Thursday about what we learned from last week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.